I just opened the .nfo file, which is back in the day that was kind of like a README file for internet releases, and there's a lot of really good kind of, it's a really good preamble to this release. And one thing that's noted here that we've talked a little bit about, 175 of the 196 songs here are by Onyx. So it really is a substantial collection of his work.
In his sample messages, he would not only sometimes talk about, you know, the mood he was in when he was writing the song, but he'd also date stamp them. And some days he would write four or five songs in a single session. He just had... I don't know. He got bitten by the tarantula, and the only way to get the poison out of his system was by composing tracker music. This one here, he described as Onyx brand Ripple Chip Tune. Again, an early tracker fix challenge where we circulated a sample pack of, again, you've heard these before, kind of Skaven and Future Crew pseudo-classical samples. To see what folks could do with them. And this is what Onyx felt he could, like, let's be epic and sweeping. But he's impatient, so you also get all the fiddly stuff in the background. Like, come on, hurry up with the epicness. Here we go, okay. This is like an outtake from the end of Second Reality. That little... lander guy flying around the cityscape until it pulls back and reveals it's a Future Crew logo. Coming up after this, we've got another one from Onyx. Previously unlistenable outside of its specific context of a loader promoting out-of-order BBS. A loader was a little program you could inject into a file that passed through your bulletin board system. That's a fake-out ending. Listen to that. The musician came back on stage for an encore. And you'd get a little multimedia presentation trying to impress people. So you liked this file. If you like more files like that one, you'd better call this BBS, and you're going to find some other stuff like it, maybe. If it's even still in business. But it would all be bundled together as an executable, so you couldn't look at the pictures without running the program, you couldn't hear the music without running the program. And here, for the first time, you're going to have a chance to hear the music outside of the program, but if you're curious, I think you can find it on YouTube, Out of Order. It looks kind of like a staticky ATM, which is, understandably, out of order. First, we're still working through Onyx's Ripple Chip Tune. After that, we're going to have Pagawa, also by Onyx, from the new Sonic Equinox music disc. Then we're going to cleanse the palette with some other music from past missed releases. Kind of recalibrate your sensibilities. Uh-oh. There we go. This is what happens at the end of the Future Crew demo. Gearing toward the credits. Look, he was gesturing broadly towards a resolution, and then he just decided to do a different song instead.
Ran out of memory, sorry.
Fake out. Or if it did run out of memory, that might explain why this ATM is out of order. There we go with some more of that aggro guitar. I think those little flourishes with the synth flute kind of undo a lot of what the guitar achieves. And like the digital xylophone here. I'm thinking like, what's my favorite metal band with xylophone, flute, and guitar? And like, I don't know, but when I find them, it's going to be awesome. Thank you. was always very sensitive the limitations of his sample set. He would gravitate to using the same instruments, the same sounds in many of his songs, and felt that it held him back as a composer. But I always felt it helped him define his style. When you listen to 7.5 hours of this stuff, it really paints a picture. He explores every corner of the possibilities of what you could achieve with those specific sounds. So we're rounding the corner here on Pagawa. Coming up next is going to be a tune from circa 2015. My colleague Elisha, who I met on the EdNet multi-line chat BBS run by the Vancouver School Board, composed around samples of old machines being old. Let's crank it.
And we'll be right back here on Vancouver FM. Broadcasting live on CJSF 90.1 FM, this is The Return of Mistigree. Cthulhu joins us here live in the studio, and we'll be right back. our eagle-eared listeners might recognize one of those samples as the Apple Computer Startup sample. Shout-outs to some of my family members who worked with Apple back in the day, back in the Lisa and the Apple II and the Macintosh and Macintosh Plus days. And strangely enough, the Apple startup sound is an F major triad. So if you ever need to tune something, it's like the SkyTrain. It's a C major 151.
Nice. Oh, that just reminded me of aspiration I harbored 20 years ago to do a soundscape riding the SkyTrain from end to end and just nice. Compose an electronic album that would be your soundtrack for a complete SkyTrain session.
Let's do that.
With all the sounds and all the, you know, every track would be the duration between stations. Yep. And then you'd get the voices. But then they went and they changed the voices. I don't want Seth Rogen in my soundscape.
No, thank you. And they also changed the door noise, or not the door noise, the door notification. It used to be doors will open on the left, and now it's the doors on the left side of the train will open. Not for every train, but they have updated it, so slowly but surely. But I made a track about the SkyTrain back in the day. Sampled some Granville station ambience.
It's well worthwhile. We just blew through Power Up. Another tune from the Fishy Game. This here is Rain Dance. And I had a bit of trivia I wanted to share, but Alicia, who shared that great song built around the Apple startup sound, after an incredible career again, ripping through the D&B scene and out into the world of music production, she is currently employed at Lego, the world's biggest toy company. I understand she's designing, doing sound design for their metaverse presence in Fortnite. So, don't give up, Onyx, if EA doesn't call you back when you drop off your audio cassette tape. There are careers out there for electronic musicians, if you've got the skills. And you can figure out how to present them to the right people. Unbelievable dream career could be yours. Real wacky Onyx tune here. Some early sampling of his own voice you heard in the beginning there. Sonic, Sonic, Sonsot, Sonic. This is called the Resurrection SE for Sonic Equinox. They had some early productions that they were happy with, and then they had a little fallow period, and they thought they'd do another one, the Resurrection, to let everyone remind them. Like, so what have you been up to lately? Well, I wrote this song, Sonic, 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 Sonic. You might hear a bit more of Onyx's voice as we go through these. Definitely, there's a lot of it in the music disc. Oh, Sonic. And coming up, Rodrum, and yet another song from the Fish Game, The Shell of the Deep, I believe was composed by his colleague Lethal Impact. We were just chatting, when Lego came up, we were talking about Lego's use as a physical pixel art medium. Oh, Rodrum is so dramatic. It wants to be epic. It says, it's coming. It's coming. I've been waiting for the Final Fantasy game to come to the game store so I can pick it up, and it's coming. But I can't play it yet, so I'm just going to write this song. And I wanted to give my shout-out to Pharrell Legos out in Quebec. One of the chief practitioners of Lego Pixel Art recently retired at the top of his game, because spending all that time on his hands and knees assembling his incredible mosaics on his living room floor is really doing a number on his back. But you can find some of his works in Mystery Art Packs over the last... Well, we've phased out the Lego pixel art over the last few years, but if you go back to... 2018, 2019, 2020. We release many art packs. You can find all of them over the past 30 years at mistigris.org, mistigris.org. There's just a lot of people making art out there, and someone's got to collect it and share it with the masses. Sadly, it falls to me, but I have to demonstrate that I'm up to the challenge. Sometimes it takes me a while. Some of the tunes in this Sonic Equinox disc were waiting for 30 years, but eventually, I hope it all reaches the right people. Coming up next, The Shallow, The Deep.
I looked on the info page on the Bandcamp release. It says song by Beyond Inertia.
Oh, Beyond Inertia, that's the one I was missing, not Lethal Impact.
It's got some beautiful pixelated submarine vibes here.
Oh yeah, that is a level from the demo of the fishy game. That fish was getting into all kinds of places the fish should never be.
Maybe I need to stream this on Twitch. I think I would be the only person to have ever streamed this on Twitch.
That's a definite yes.
Yes.
If you want some world exclusive first content. Oh yeah, Beyond Inertia was one of my favorite Sonic Equinox composers. I can't believe I blanked on it, but probably I ought to repackage the tunes from the 604 Music Disc next. The first great new media group production. And post that up on the Bandcamp too, maybe later this year. Beyond Inertia had a great tune. I can even... Edge of Eternity. Look out for it, because it will be there. It will be well worthwhile. Oh my gosh.
The 604 Music Disc is a collection. If you go to mistigree.org/new media, N-E-W media, then you can find all of the original zip files for all these collections. Would highly recommend you to download them and listen to them in their original format.
It was a production we got together in 1996 to present at the NAID demo party in Montreal. North America does not have a strong demo party culture. Partially because everything is so spread out. And for other factors that are not so obvious. While it's wild in Scandinavia, it's very thin on the ground in North America. And the North American International Demo Party, NAID, had a few installments in Quebec. And then North America went quiet for people in the demo scene. There weren't a lot of places for us to do our releases. But it's okay, because we got all the computer music practitioners from Area 604 to come together under one umbrella. Unrepresented in tonight's playlist, but you'll find Tridejia, T-R-I-D-E-J-A, have uniquely put a lot of work into remastering tunes from their own back catalog. Again, hours and hours of them. Area Code 604 had three... don't know if maniac is the word I'm looking for, but composers who kept making songs and would not
prolific
quit. And Onyx, absolutely among them, but also the composer from Digitalusions and Simon, a.k.a. Corwin, from Tridejia. A real nonstop music machine. None of those tunes here tonight, but really, I ought to put him in touch with you and just
please
get him
do.
To hold court.
I would love. I've clicked around a couple of the links on this page here, and the more I click, the more I'm interested. You know, it is a rabbit hole for sure. The demo scene always has been.
All right. Let's pull this one up. It's another long, slow one. You can get a little break from my voice. It's by Esquire. Unique among the Sonic Equinox crew. You got the feeling that he actually was spending some time hanging out in nightclubs. And this is his astronomical-themed tranquility bass. A bit of trance. Play at the end of the night. Calm some people down. before sending them out onto the streets. So I'll let you enjoy this song and give you a little break from me. Thanks for hanging with us here on the Bitcoover Show at CJSF. I'm Cthulhu of Misdegree. Don't let me interrupt the Apollo crew there.
That's right. And we'll be right back. Thank you. one giant leap for Bitkind. We're back here on Vancouver FM, live and direct on the top of Burnaby Mountain, CJSF 90.1 FM. Of course, with me, the great Cthulhu, head of the Misty Gree Art Collective, back. It's a pleasure to have you up here. I really feel imbued with a sense of history, not only for Vancouver, but for early internet and computer music.
It's rough sitting in my basement with all these stories to share and really no one to talk to about it. At the same time, you know, it remains a living tradition, and you've got people making more of this stuff every day, and all of it is so eminently worthwhile too. This stuff is so, when you look at the music being made today on like Game Boys and things, and they do so much more with it. With, you know, again, you look at the constraints and you go, how on earth did they get that out of this? It's just inspiring.
It was one of the reasons why I knew I could do this show. And for folks who don't know, we played this last week, but the first time Cthulhu was up here was during season zero, because I'm a nerd, and that was in 2017. And this show has been going